Welcome to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Key. If you're looking to manifest a life you don't need a vacation from, then you came to the right place. I quit my 9-to-5 job to stay home with my kids while building a thriving business. Now, as a best-selling author, app creator, and 3x podcaster, I am here to teach you how to do the same. If you want to join my inner tribe, head over to the Manifest It Now app. And now let's dive in to the podcast where I'm going to give you my best manifestation hacks and tips so that you can manifest a life full of abundance, freedom, and fulfillment. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Keith. All right, so who wants to manifest more freedom in 2024? I'm pretty sure like everyone probably has this as a goal. I mean, who doesn't want that? Like, who wants to be stuck in an office 5 days a week? But if that is a goal for you, I want to talk to you about the booming app market and how this is like a no-brainer way to generate passive income. So I want to go through like all the stats, all the details. I feel like this is such a big opportunity. And if you jump on it now, it's the best time to get in before it's like overly saturated. So obviously I have my app. It's called Manifest It Now. If you want to check it out and like see what it looks like and everything else. I never in a million years thought that I would be creating an app. Never, ever thought about that. It literally just like fell into my lap. So obviously I'm into the manifestation world. And at the time, I had a pretty good gig where I could, you know, have a lot of freedom and work from home, but I was still working for someone else. And I wanted to get to a point where I didn't have to rely on anyone. Like, I wanted to truly be my own boss, make my own schedule, make my own money, and know that the work that I was putting in was going to benefit me and like grow my income and not grow someone else's income. And you might think like, oh, that's selfish. It is not selfish. We have been so programmed to believe that we should go work 40 hours a week for someone else for like a mediocre paycheck that barely allows us to have anything left over after bills, and that like that's good. That's not good. Not in my opinion. I think we need to really shift our mindset as a society and stop teaching our kids that they should strive for a job where they're someone's employee for the next 40 years and they, you know, can have a little bit of vacation, but they're really not going to get to enjoy life or have freedom until retirement. Like, I never ever bought into that. And I'm glad, because if I had bought into that, I would still be there. I would still be living that lifestyle. And so I remember like journaling it out, asking the universe, like, I just want to make enough money to where I never again have to rely on a boss, a company, like anyone else. I want to be in charge of my life and my income, and I want to be able to be home with my kids without sacrificing my income. Like, I didn't want to be a stay-at-home mom that could never go get a Starbucks or could never go to Disney with my kids or could never go and like buy whatever I wanted at Target. Like, I wanted to have both the time freedom and the financial freedom. So I put that out, you know, into the universe. And next thing I know, I like in the most crazy, miraculous way, am like working for this spiritual entrepreneur, having a lot of freedom, and had the opportunity to basically learn exactly how to create an app and run a business and do all of these things. And it ended up being so much easier than I thought. And it exposed me to so many platforms and things that I didn't even know existed. And so once I saw like what was possible and how easy it was very easy at that point to know, like, okay, why couldn't I do this for myself? Like, it's so easy. Why couldn't I create an app for myself about manifestation? Since I love talking about it, I already have a lot of content on it. Why not put it into an app? And so I did. And it took off really quickly. And like almost instantly, I knew that it would change my life and it would replace the full-time income, that safety net that I felt like I needed, that secure paycheck every month. It replaced that to where I knew like it's only gonna grow and it's only gonna make more and get more downloads and grow more popular over time. And so I always have that. And I don't ever have to worry about relying on someone else again. And so it was just crazy because it's like I asked the universe this question and I got an answer. So whatever question you have, like literally say it out loud to the universe and you will be amazed at what comes through. But that's what came through to me. So I went all in on that. I've been running my app for a few years now. And last year, there were so many women that I was working with on mindset and manifestation, especially around like money mindset, that got that part of it, but were getting so hung up on the how. And I always tell people, like, if you're focused on the how, you've got to like loosen your grip because you can't control the how. Just like I never could have predicted that I would be in this situation that would allow me to learn how to create an app. There's so many things that you can't predict. So you really have to let go of the how. But then it dawned on me last year that maybe part of my purpose is to help women duplicate this. Like if I was able to do it and it was easy and it was under $1,000 and it was something that was able to replace my income, then like, why am I keeping this to myself? You know, because like in my mind, I was thinking like, well, they need to find their way and they need, you know, the path will present itself. But like, what if this is the path? What if they were put in front of me for a reason? Because I know how to do this and I am meant to teach other women how to do the same and literally duplicate the process. Take what I've done that's proven to work and duplicate it. And it was like this aha moment where I'm like, oh my God, like I could be giving people the how. And yeah, some people are going to hear it and be like, no, that's not for me. And it's not going to click and their intuition's going to say no. But then there's other people that are like, oh my God, yes. And so like, I kind of realized like I was being, you know, in a way like selfish by keeping this to myself when other women could be doing this. And this could be the answer that they have been asking for. So I created Digital CEO, where that's literally what I do. I show you the process. I show you everything I know and I've done that has worked and helped me replace my income so that you can literally copy it and do it too. Now, you don't have to copy it in terms of like, I'm going to copy all of your content because really, you can make an app on anything. I mean, go to the app store. You will see apps literally on everything. But maybe you do want content like mine. Like I've had so many digital CEO students that are like, I want to do meditations. I want to do subliminals. And I'm like, oh, great idea. I'm going to make a course on subliminals and I'm going to put it inside Digital CEO. And they're like, well, isn't that copying? I don't want you to think I'm copying you. And I'm like, please, please copy me. Like, you know how happy I would be if I saw other people like using subliminals to create a business and to help other people like overcome their beliefs? Like, I think that's amazing. And so I've created all of this knowing that like you could literally duplicate it. And that's exactly what I want you to do because I believe that there is more than enough abundance to go around and I don't want to hoard it. I want to share it. Like I want other people to be able to get out of these shitty situations that they're in that are similar to what I was in where I couldn't be home with my kids. I had to deal with the boss that was demeaning. I was dealing with mental health issues and getting no, you know, real help or support. And I want to be able to provide that for someone else where they have a way out of that, a way where they could leave their job without sacrificing their income. And what's so funny is now that I've been doing this for a few years, I'm like realizing how easy it is to make up that income. And now I look at that job and I'm like, oh my God, like that was nothing. That was nothing. Why did I put up with that so long? Like it's so easy to make money online. But I just had no idea at the time. Like I thought I was in this great paying job and, you know, this, that, and the other. And that's not the case. Like that was basically conditioning and brainwashing. And I was unable to see all of this abundance that was like literally right in front of me. And so the thing with the app is not only did it replace my income, but it runs on autopilot so that I really don't have to spend a lot of time on it. I spend about 2 to 3 hours, maybe 3 to 4 weeks or 3 to 4 days of the week actually doing work. And honestly, like most of that goes to podcasting. Very little goes to maintaining the app because it just, once you have it set up, it's there and you can sell it over and over and over again. Like whether one person purchases it or a million people purchase it, it's no extra work for you. Like it's just there and it runs and you don't have to do anything. Are you feeling low energy right now? Maybe you have that brain fog or maybe you're in the afternoon slump. Well, that was me like all the time, especially when I was in my 9-to-5 job, 2 o'clock every day. I felt like so tired. Like I just couldn't get through the rest of the day. I definitely wasn't productive in getting things done. And I now found my little favorite elixir, Magic Mind, that I can take literally anywhere, anytime, and it gets me out of that slump. It gives me the energy boost and puts me in that state of creative flow. So as an app creator, as a podcaster, this is a must when I'm getting ready to record and, you know, I have to be focused and I have to like actually be productive and get things out there. It has all sorts of good things like adaptogens, nootropics, matcha to really give you that energy boost, but also help with your focus, with your creativity, help with your stress levels and your anxiety. Like it is the most magical elixir in this little tiny bottle. It tastes great. And as a sponsor of the show, Magic Mind is giving us a special discount where for this month only, for January, if you sign up and subscribe for 3 months of Magic Mind, you'll get 1 month free. So the website is magicmind.com/JanLOAT. And if you use my code LOAT20, you get an extra 20% off. So that adds up to 75% total off of the price. Like that is an insane deal that they're offering. So again, if you want to try it and take advantage of this 75% off deal, you go to magicmind.com/JANLOAT. And then at checkout, just use my code LOAT20 for that extra 20% off and try it out. Let me know what you think. I know you're going to be hooked. It is like my latest obsession. And yeah, it'll give you that little bit of energy boost so that you can get everything done that you need to get done. And I wanted to share some statistics because I remember when I got into podcasting, I remember thinking like, I wish I would have gotten into this like a year or two earlier because of how much opportunity there was for growth at that particular time. And I feel like that is where the app market is right now, because when you look around, every major brand and store has an app. But how many like entrepreneurs, like coaches, people with online businesses, how many of them have an app? Very few. Like when I tell other entrepreneurs I have an app, they're like, oh, that's so cool. Like they have no idea the first step of starting an app. So I feel like it's really a good time to get in because it is exploding. The market is exploding. So I have some stats that I want to go over. All right. So right now, 6.3 billion people have a smartphone. So basically, like, the majority of the population on planet Earth have a smartphone. So obviously, like, the mobile app industry is thriving right now, but I don't think we've reached anywhere close to the peak. So I think it's like prime time to get in as a coach, as a small business owner, because again, all these mega corporations have it, but you don't see that many, you know, solopreneurs that have an app for their audience, right? So app usage is growing and it has been consistently growing. Like every time I'm shocked at when I see the new numbers come out because, I mean, there is no sign whatsoever of apps slowing down. In fact, more people are relying on apps for like everything. I mean, just think about in a given day how much you use your app. You probably are using it right now for this podcast. You probably used it when you checked your email. You probably went on social media already. You probably use it when you need directions and you get in your car and you need GPS. You probably need it for when you check the weather. Like literally, we use apps for everything now, right? And so on top of the 6.3 billion smartphone users, there's also 1.14 billion tablet users. So there's a lot of business there. Like tablets, by the way, have grown 36% in just the last 6 years. 36%. Like that is crazy, crazy, crazy growth. And when you look at like just the United States, the average American checks their phone. This is really sad, but they check their phone 262 times a day. That's crazy. That is why I tell you guys, put your vision board as your phone wallpaper, because if you're checking your phone 262 times a day, you better believe your subconscious is getting a lot of positive messages if your vision board's on there. So do that ASAP, like stat now, go do it. And by the way, if you need to know like how to do that, I have my free vision board workshop in the Manifest It Now app. It's like the very first thing you'll see in the app. It's totally free. And I show you exactly like my whole process of like goal setting, coming up with the vision board, and then how to put it as that screensaver. So go do that. And then let's see here. Okay. So yeah, the average American checks their phone 262 times per day, which is once every 5.5 minutes. And I mean, that's crazy. Like this is, it's really grown in the past few years because I've been looking at this for a few years now since I, you know, worked for that other entrepreneur. And I've been looking at the stats and these numbers are nowhere, like I thought that this type of growth we would never see. So, I mean, it's like the podcast market was a few years ago, but to a much higher degree. I mean, the growth is insane. It's exploding right now. And you might be thinking, okay, like what are people doing on their phone every 5.5 minutes? Well, 88% of that time is spent in apps. 88%. And if you look at millennials, like I'm a millennial, 21% of millennials open up an app 50 times per day. I think it was just last year that that number was like 30 or something. So yeah, like 50 times a day, they're opening up apps. So the potential is huge. It is absolutely huge. And you might be thinking like, you know, maybe you have a business or maybe you don't have a business yet, but you want to start a business and you're thinking like, gosh, it's so saturated and there's so many people on social media talking about this. How many of those people have an app? Like go look in the app store and browse your topic. And I guarantee there's not that many. And those that do have it, like the quality of the app might be shit because I've got to admit, like there's a lot of apps where I'm just like, oh my gosh, like this is terrible. And I know that's mean to say, but you could be creating a super high quality app that looks beautiful, that is functional, that people are using every single day. So here's the thing with apps is you can set it up to whatever is best going to suit your business. So like, let's say you just want leads. You want to grow your audience because you have a high ticket program, and that's really what your business is about. And you want to sell people on that program, but you first need leads, right? An app is a great way to get leads and to nurture those leads. So like, you're not going to get someone off the street to just like find you randomly and then sign up for your high ticket program. They need to first find you, which digital CEO, I show you exactly how to do that, how to set up ads, how to do different things. And the other thing is, people are going to find you that wouldn't have otherwise found you, because now you're more searchable because you're in the Apple App Store and in Google Play. So think about the search power of those two big technology companies. Way more people are going to find you that would have never otherwise found you. Definitely wouldn't have found you on social media. And so you become more searchable, but then you have an entire app where it could either be free, it could be low ticket, or it could be like a mixture. You could have some free content, some paid content, but it's like that entry level offer to where they get a feel for who you are, what you do, and you nurture them. You nurture them to become these loyal customers. And then you have their email and all of their information so you can contact them and develop that relationship so that eventually they do become your high ticket program buyers, right? And then like, let's say you don't have a program yet. Let's say you have nothing, like you're in your 9-to-5 job, you want to quit your job. Well, you can set up an app and maybe you make it really affordable and you're going to go big. You're going to run ads and get a lot of people to download it. And then that's going to make up your income. Or maybe you want to go the membership route. Maybe you want to build a community and you want to have a membership where you're putting out content every month and it's going to be this like networking community vibe. Well, then you can pay charge a pretty decent amount every single month. And then you don't have to get as many people. You get a smaller group of people and you make the same amount of money or more. So like, there's so many different ways to set it up. I go over all of these in Digital CEO, but the opportunities are endless. Like, you can literally achieve whatever you want with it. But I think that with all the technology available, this is it. Like, this is really something that could be a game changer. It is not yet saturated. It makes you more searchable. It's under $1,000 to create. And it gives you credibility. It helps you stand out in a saturated market. So again, like, this is me putting it out there so that if you have been asking that question, like, maybe this is the answer for you. Like, maybe this is the pathway to quickly duplicate what I've already done so that you have that like starting platform. And then from there you grow your business and now you know how to market and launch and how to run ads and how to do all these other things so that as you do carve out the rest of your business and your other programs and high ticket offers, you have the framework, you know how it all works, and you have this really strong foundation that's just going to bring in a consistent amount of traffic, but it's also going to give you that security net, that base income every month that you have without having to put in a bunch of time so that it's not as scary leaving your day job. Or maybe you stay in your day job and maybe this is just extra income because let's face it, it's hard to afford things right now on just our income alone. So this is a great opportunity and I really feel like I've stepped into that. I feel like this is what you're all asking for. This is what I'm feeling called to really go all in on for 2024 and expand it and just give you everything you need to have this growing passive income. Because I think the more people that do that, the more it's going to help others. Like, you've got something in you that other people need. You have knowledge that other people are craving, are asking for. And so don't let that go to waste. Like, put that out there. That is put in you for a reason. That's that like hidden gem that you need to uncover. And it could change everything for you. It could be the very thing that allows you to spend more time with the people you love, doing what you love, instead of spending your time making some CEO rich and busting your ass in the process. So if you are interested, you can go to thelawofattractiontribe.com/digitalCEO and feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at Law of Attraction Tribe if you have any questions. And I'll see you back here next week. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys want more in between these podcast episodes, you can subscribe to my Apple podcast, Manifested It. You can find that in Apple Podcasts, and it has all of my bonus interviews, guided visualizations, subliminals, meditations, all that good stuff. Or you can download the Manifest It Now app, where I put everything, all of my interviews, tools, everything I've used to manifest a life I don't need a vacation from. You can find that wherever you get your apps, in Google Play or the Apple App Store. And you can join the Inner Tribe Manifesting Community, which is inside the app as well, if you want to up level with a group of women who are there to support you, cheer you on, give you guidance, and up level your vibe. And if you love this episode, the best thing you can do to support the podcast is share it. Share it with a friend, share it on your Instagram. Make sure to tag me at Law of Attraction Tribe so I can share it back on my story as well. I love connecting with you guys and putting a face to all the listeners out there. So come connect with me over on Instagram and let's start a conversation. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.